Hi, it's Ken Morgan here, and it's time for another classic movie presentation from South Plainfield Library. Now, we have another movie for the Halloween season today. It's the 1925 silent version of Phantom of the Opera, starring Lon Chaney in the title role. Now, until the Andrew Lloyd Webber musical was produced, this was probably the best-known version of the story. It was filmed in 1924, and it was reportedly a very complicated shoot, with a couple of different versions of the movie being previewed before they settled into the final version. It also involved a huge cast and an equally huge set for the Paris Opera House. For decades after the movie wrapped, the set stayed in place, until 2014 when the set was demolished, but not before elements of it were preserved and put into storage. You don't throw away stuff like that. Now, as for Lon Chaney's iconic makeup as the Phantom, it was reportedly very painful for him to wear. And if you read just what he did to achieve the effect, it's pretty easy to see why. Now, there are reports of audiences being terrified or even fainting at his unmasking scene, and it's still quite unforgettable. Now, as noted, this is the 1925 version, but it was subsequently recut a couple of times, including being made into a sound version in 1930, a version which has since been lost, reportedly. Now, the version we're going to be seeing today was restored under the auspices of the British Film Institute, and it turned out very well. For example, it has a new musical score composed by Carl Davis, who composed modern scores for other silent movies after their restoration. And just an aside, a few years ago, I saw Phantom of the Opera shown in an actual theater with an actual theater organ providing the music. And it was quite an experience. I really enjoyed it. So, when the theaters reopen, keep your eyes open for something like that. I think you might like it. Now, you'll note that this movie is not strictly in black and white, but has a lot of color tinting throughout the movie. For example, probably the best-known example of that is in the scene where the Phantom arrives at the masked ball in disguise. Now, this color tinting is accurate, as the original version had similar tinting. It was replicated during the restoration process. Now, as a matter of fact, processes for color film existed long before most people realize, but it was usually bypassed in favor of cheaper black-and-white film, due to the expense and the time needed. For example, one of the processes involved coloring by hand each individual frame of film. Can you imagine doing that job? Oh boy. Now, this movie was a big hit when it was released, but it received mixed reviews at the time. Now, though, it's regarded as a classic and is recognized as the first of the Universal horror movies. Now, also a couple of points about the story. First of all, this is one of the few versions where we don't see the Phantom being disfigured as part of the story. And he's also portrayed as a more villainous figure than most adaptations do. Now, so keep that in mind. It is very different from the other versions you've seen. Now, just a reminder, we really want to get feedback from you about these movie presentations. So please leave your comments or suggestions on our Facebook page, or you can call us at 908-754-7885, or you can email them to kmorgan@southplainfield.lib.nj.us. And you can look up the previous movies we've shown, and the links thereof, on our website at www.southplainfield.lib.nj.us. And if you feel the need to listen to the introductions, that's entirely up to you. So, once again, thanks very much for stopping by. And now, from Universal in 1925, and later added to the Library of Congress National Film Registry, here's Lon Chaney in The Phantom of the Opera. Hope you like it.